The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
My life feng shui is a little off this morning. Just a little, just things aren't balanced right in my life, and I'll tell you why. Whoever has a white muscle car parked in my spot this morning.
Oh.
Somebody parked in your spot?
Who was that? Who was that? Now, it's not a reserved spot that says reserved for Burt from The Burt Show. Georgia Hall of Famer. Doesn't say that, but as I am here earliest most days, there is a spot that I park in that is big enough for the truck that I have, that it's my routine spot. It's my spot.
We all have a spot.
We all have spots. I don't know, like, what the rules are. If you park in a certain spot for a certain amount of time, that it becomes inherently yours, but that one is mine, and I pull in today. And somebody with a white muscle car, so a lot of horses underneath that, backed into my spot.
It's I have your back because it's so noticeable that when I pulled in the parking lot, that's one of the first things I noticed.
You know why, Cassie?
Because I'm parking over by you and you parked in my spot.
It's my spot.
Yeah.
Oh, I parked in your spot.
Well, not really. It's my new spot. I like to switch spots every 6 months or so. So I kind of I really do. I get bored of a spot, so I pick a new one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's my new spot.
I usually do not like a routine like that, but that is the thing that sets the foundation for the rest of the day is my spot.
Why is that? Because I went for a little stretch, and I brought this on the air a couple years ago, and turns out it was an intern taking my spot, and people thought I was the biggest bee on the face of the earth because I was making a request for the intern to park somewhere else.
We see what happened to that intern, right? You don't see them around here. Kristen got rid of that noise. Katie, do you know? I saw you making a face in there. Is that your car? That's not your car.
No, whoa. No.
And I asked Kaylee because, you know, he's notorious for bringing in different cars all the time, and they have to have at least like 50,000 horses under the engine. And they have to be hurting the environment for 2 decades for Kaylee to be driving a car. So he said, no, that's not his. Mm. His is the silver muscle car in the parking lot. It's not the white one.
I know who it is because this guy has ruined my morning routine. So, like, when I pull in, I just like to walk in by myself, go to the elevator by myself. And yesterday morning, he pulls up at the same time in that muscle car, and he walks in the elevator with me. And I'm looking. I'm like, what button is he pressing? Uh-huh. What button? He works at Haverty's.
Oh, he's the top floor?
Is it the guy that has, like, 4 cars?
All right.
No. It's not that dude. No. It's not that dude. It's a younger guy, like brown hair.
Jackson, wait a second.
Jackson, I would like to hear.
Jackson looks like the type, Abby.
What kind of car does he drive? Does he have a ring on?
No ring.
Jackson, in our next segment, I would like you to take the cell phone. I would like you to go up to the 5th floor, and I would like you to find whoever has that muscle car, and I want to talk to him.
You can't. You got to have the access card.
Yeah, they have their own car. They have their own code.
Does one of our engineers have it?
The building is named after that floor. So good luck messing with that.
Well, probably the wrong door to knock on.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's not Johnny Haverty.
he's about to be Mr. Abby Murphy.
All right, Jackson, and I know you're very, very clever. I know you could figure out a way how to get up to that floor. I need to talk to this guy, and we need to have an agreement, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Maybe you can share custody of the space.
No. This guy's a newbie, and he hardly ever parked. That is my spot.
I dare you. Go old school and put a note on his windshield and be like, hey, here's my number. Leave me a message if you have an issue. And be like, this is my spot. It's reserved. Or let's make you a sign and put it up.
It's got to be something worse than that. It's got to be almost like one of those kidnapping signs that is a different.
Note.
Yeah, it's a ransom note that has different letters cut from different magazines.
And it just says, you like your brake lines intact.
Why you park my spot? You have to speak very broken.
Okay, if this doesn't work, then I will put that on the car, but we need audio, okay? So please work your way up there.
Got it.
Okay, because I'm off. All right, so how did we do last night in our putting our phone away so we could all have better sleep hygiene, sleep better? We have had an assignment, Jackson, Kristen, and I this week. Just put the phone away. Don't complain about your sleep if you're not going to do something about it. And the little thing you can do, put the phone away 1 hour and read or do something. So how did you do last night?
I am now 3 for 3.
Really good for you.
Yes.
That's this.
Well done.
My phone was down at 9 sharp. I was actually distracted, and then I was like, oh, wait, I'm supposed to put this down. And then I looked at the time, and it said 9 o'clock on the dot. So I immediately stopped whatever I was doing, and I put it down. And then I watched a little more of my murder show. And then at 9:20, I allow myself to go to 9:30. But at 9:20, I was like, you know what? I'm tired. I'm going to pause this and turn it off and go to sleep. And I was still at it. It's a really good episode. So I turned it off, and everything was off before 9:30, which is my goal.
Isn't it funny how sometimes you can't go to sleep when a good episode is there, even though you know it'll be there tomorrow? like it's going to be there.
No, the FOMO is so real.
Right.
Yeah.
Will it, or somebody might rewrite it by the time you get up in the morning?
Just never know.
Ending is going to be different. Jackson, how did you do?
I got a solid F- for my last night's performance.
F-.
It's just getting worse.
Yeah. Well, this is because I was honestly waiting for some work emails to come through pretty late into the night last night, and they were important enough to where I kind of had to be by my phone. And so at about 10:30, I called it quits, and then I went to sleep after that.
Okay. Yeah. F- for you. I will match your F-. What is less than that? A G? I got myself a G yesterday, and I brought it on myself. I fell into two traps yesterday. First of all, I don't really drink during the week anymore. Yesterday was kind of a tough day, and I had a lot of meetings yesterday, and I hate meetings. All I wanted to do was relax when I got home last night, so I messed up my sleep because I had two drinks at this dinner last night. It ended at 8 o'clock, which is throwing me all off, and I get home, and I didn't want to read. I saw the Kindle there, and I'm like, dang it, I just want 1 hour of enjoyment today. That's it, 1 hour of enjoyment. So I had phone in hand, I'm watching TV. A G. I got G- for him. So today I will do better.
That stands for good God, you suck.
The Burt Show.
So Jackson this morning is doing the Lord's work, so we need to check in with him first here. And by Lord's work, I mean finding the dude that parked in my spot this morning.
You're such a diva right now, and I love it.
Gotta get to the bottom of this.
All right, 25 years, I'm parking in the same spot.
Mm-hmm.
Some dude in a white muscle car backs into my spot this morning before I get here. It's really messed me all up. We found out this guy's working upstairs at the Haverty's floor. This is the Haverty's building. So who's really the diva?
Have you really been parking in the same spot that long?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it should be officially mine.
It really should. Okay.
I should have somebody out there every single morning, some kind of guard, guarding it.
Well, not a sign, a whole human.
Okay, that's a bit much. I do love Cassie's idea. I think we should just make you a sign. And this is reserved for Georgia Hall of Fame, Georgia Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Burt Weiss.
And don't forget, Radio Hall of Fame nominee.
And radio. And then that'll be like the tiny print at the bottom.
So let's talk to Jackson, who is trying to work his way up to the Haverty's floor, which is, we have this building where you can't get to every single floor in the morning. You need a key card to get the different floors. We obviously all could get in here, but Diva's upstairs, the Haverty's building. Look, they don't want to talk to us.
Right? Says the man who wants to talk to the other man who is parked into his parking spot.
I think mano y mano, any man would understand this.
I get it.
Okay, you get it.
I get it.
All right. Hey, Jackson.
Hey, Bert.
All right.
Do you believe in destiny?
Sure.
Well, I have found my way up onto the 7th floor, and I am standing in front of the culprit right now.
You're standing in front of the culprit?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you, so I'm just curious. before,
are you safe?
Does he have as many muscles as his car?
I mean, this was the most kismet experience that could have possibly been. I was trying to figure out a way to get up there, and I jump in the elevator, and I happen to run into a lovely woman whose name I will not disclose for safety purposes. And I explained what was going on, and she buzzed me through here, and her and I walked the floor until we found the only other person that's here. And he's the guy, he's the owner of the White Muscle Car.
Okay.
Oh, no. Okay.
You gave my man up for nothing.
Mo, to answer your question, has been my experience. If you have a car like that, you don't have a lot of muscles.
Okay, gotcha.
So I'm feeling pretty good.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, does he seem like he's in good spirits, good sense of humor? Is this, do I got to be puffing out my chest here over this spot? What's up?
It never hurts, but I think he's in good spirits. I think he's willing to have a conversation with you.
Okay, what's his name?
His name's Ethan.
Ethan. All right, will you put Ethan on, please?
None of us had anything bad to say about Ethan.
Bert, here is Ethan.
Okay.
Good morning, Bert.
Good morning, Ethan. How are you
How
this
are you?
I'm good. Well, I'm not. I'm not, Ethan. I'm a little off. I'm a little thrown this morning, my friend. Ethan, for 25 years working in this building, and based on what I just heard in your voice, that's longer than you've been alive, my friend. 25 years. I have been parking in the same parking spot. And as I pulled in this morning, your white muscle car, which you clearly are drag racing with, was parked in my spot this morning. And it's kind of just, it's just throwing me off. So can we negotiate here a little bit on that spot?
Well, so I started here in October, and everyone told me that you drove that car. I didn't think anything too of it until I started getting here a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Today, I left like 10 minutes early to see if I could beat you. And I did. I was walking in, I saw you pulling in, I giggled to myself. I was like,
you know what? I saw your figure walking into the building this morning. Were you? Yeah, it was you. You're the guy.
Excuse me, Ethan. Yeah. I just need to know, sir, where did you find the audacity?
Yeah, I mean, you might not know this, but
I'm very competitive, so.
I am in the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame. I have been nominated for the National Radio Hall of Fame. Do you know what you have done? Do you have any idea the power, the juice I have in this town?
Well, I mean, I'm parking in your spot, so I guess it's like identity theft now.
My man is not worried. One bit.
All right, so I can see that we're both very competitive. So what time did you get in? I got in at 5:40 this morning, leaving you here at about 5:38.
It was a couple minutes before you.
Okay, so if I want my spot back officially, I got to be in here at 5:30 tomorrow morning, huh? So you're not just going to willingly give it up to an Atlanta.
You were going to say icon.
No, I was looking for treasure.
An Atlanta treasure. That's now what's going on the parking side.
He's digging.
So you're just not going to throw me a bone here and go, you know what? I respect you. I respect what you've done in this community. Certainly, I will never park there again.
We could take turns.
He wants custody. All right. Well, I'm willing to negotiate. We'll see who gets here earlier tomorrow, Ethan. I like your spirit, man, but I've earned that spot. And I will earn it again tomorrow morning. You better be prepared at some point to get here at 2:30 in the morning.
You should get here really early. I might not be here tomorrow, so get here really early.
Where do you drive in from every day?
Backwards.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe you gave up your town, Ethan. Now he's going to hunt you down. Right.
No, I'm not going to hunt you down, but what I am going to do is call my police friends and put a block on the exit from Ackworth so you can't get onto the highway getting down here. All right, Ethan, we'll see who the better man is tomorrow.
Okay.
Good day, sir.
The Burt Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.